Okay, and welcome to Going Native number 62. As always, my name is Steve Carroll. I'm the dev manager for the C++ team at Microsoft. And today, we got both new today.
Yep, new to the couch.
All right. Nick, let's start with you. Who the heck are you, Nick?
Hey, I'm Nick. I'm a program manager for the Visual C++ team, specifically looking to improve the unit testing experience.
Which is our topic for today. And Rich, what do you do around here? Tell me.
I'm a dev on CMake support. I implement CMake support inside of Visual Studio.
Okay, great. So today's topic is unit testing. I will say we talked a little bit about unit testing at CppCon this year. My favorite moment when we were talking about unit testing is I sort of set it up with, hey, does anybody out there actually, you know, test their code? And man, it was like the most awkward sort of laugh, like the like, yeah, no, you don't. Yeah, we do, kind of moment. So today we're going to help. We're going to help the whole world by improving the quality of all software by testing it.
Sure.
So can you talk a little bit about sort of like the journey of improving unit testing for C++ inside Visual Studio?
Yeah, so for a while we've had the Microsoft native unit testing framework, and you've been able to test. Yeah, exactly. And you've been able to write your unit tests with that. But we realized that unit testing is, and we've, at things like CppCon, when we talk to people and do these interviews with customers or look at survey data, we've noticed that unit testing is one of those things where people either their current job requires them to use a certain framework, or they have their own preference from before. And so it's one of those things where we want to be able to accommodate people who don't want to just use the Microsoft framework.
Especially people doing like cross-plat code, right? Like
exactly.
It's hard to pick just the one that only works on Windows.
Exactly. Yeah. And so what we did was, after we talked with all these people and gathered a bunch of the survey data, we determined that Boost Test and Google Test, both those unit testing frameworks, were really popular in the C++ community. And so that for that reason, we decided to look out and see how are people doing this unit testing in Visual Studio with those frameworks currently.
Got it. And so my understanding is there were already some pretty popular extensions in this place. Is that
exactly? Yeah. So in the VS Marketplace, we actually looked around and we found that there was the Google Test Adapter, which was written by our friend Christian, and we have the Boost Test Adapter, which was written by Gunther. And we actually reached out to these guys and partnered up with them, and it was they had their open source projects on GitHub. And we actually were able to fork their projects and actually collaborate very closely with them.
Right. It was a happy fork, though, was it not? We took their stuff.
We still collaborated back and forth with them all the time. It's been an awesome experience still talking with them and going back and forth, helping each other out.
So tell me a little bit about that process, though. So, like, what did we, like, we didn't just take these things, repackage them, right?
Right.
Like, what are some of the things that we've sort of taken and grown them?
Yeah. So for Boost, for example, it didn't work at all in Visual Studio 2017. And so what we did is we took that adapter and we actually made it so it's completely functional in Visual Studio 2017 now. And we just now, in version 15.6, added a Boost item template.
Which at the time that this comes out will be in preview, so people can go to it. This will be my, I'll time us out for just a moment and give my favorite commercial, which is Visual Studio in the 2017 series has the ability to have a preview version and your release version side by side. So whenever we talk about something that's sort of new and we say it's in the preview channel, what that means is if you go to the download site and you go, there'll be a separate link for the preview one. If you install that, it won't touch or screw up the release version of it and allow you to try those things out and make sure they're going well. So like, for instance, if you want to give us feedback and say, hey, Nick, I saw this demo that you just did, but I don't like this about it. Like, we're absolutely able to do that. And you can do it without like finding a clean machine to install this on. They work perfectly side by side. All right, untimeout, back to you.
Exactly. So again, in this 15.6 preview, you'll have the Boost item template, which we've added to the adapter. And then also we've added...
By which you mean like file new, you can add a test that way.
Right to your project, just the add new item, there'll be a Boost test specific item that you can add. And then we've also added support for the dynamic Boost test library in version 15.6. And then for Google, our biggest advancement to that adapter was adding the Google test project template. And that is available currently in 15.5, and obviously will continue to be available in 15.6. But what that'll do is you can go to New Project, get the Google Test Project Template, and it'll actually acquire the Boost NuGet for you, and it'll just work right out of the box, right when you click Add.
Got it. All right, cool. So you're going to do sort of like a deep demo of that in a minute. But in the meantime, is anything else you want to add to that, or should we switch to sort of CMake?
I think it's time to switch over to CMake.
All right, so Rich, you are our resident CMake expert.
Sure.
Sure, yes, that is a vote of confidence, yes. He is, I swear, he's just very shy. And Rich, so tell us a little bit about like how people test today when they use CMake.
So right now, people that are doing CMake development, they use something called CTest, and essentially, you add a couple of commands into your CMake list.txt, and that command will run an executable that then will be kind of used by CTest to actually run those tests. And they use CTest to actually post results to websites or to, you know, just to run it on their local dev box.
And this is like sort of textual output, is that?
Yeah, yeah. It prints it on a standard out, or you can actually, there's other options where you can format it into different things. It's nice because it's cross-platform, and also that you can actually run this on a build machine, so it can actually run tests at nighttime, and it'll post all the tests
up
to
an easy way to get to a CI kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, and actually for folks who haven't seen it before, maybe we should just give just a quick introduction to what the CMake support inside Visual Studio is, this idea of open folder. Do you want to just give a quick?
Sure. So in Visual Studio 15, 2017, we added support so that there's this new command called open folder, where you don't open projects and solutions anymore. You actually go onto the disk and just open the directory. When you open that directory, a scan happens, and during the scan, there's different scanners that pick up different information, and one of those scanners is the CMake scanner. What that does is it actually will find your CMake list.txt and start configuration of that CMake and automatically generate all this information, and then we use that information to provide building and IntelliSense and debugging and CTest support. And so it just gets integrated into the IDE, and you can run all that stuff from within Visual Studio without having to go out to the command line and run CMake from there.
And so we're hoping that this is a way for people who aren't already a Visual Studio customer to come in and quickly bring their code and just get that full IDE experience without having to be locked into like project files and whatnot.
Yep.
Okay, so that's a quick overview of that. So now let's zoom in just a little bit on what have we done for unit testing when you're using CMake in Visual Studio.
You mean the new stuff?
The new stuff, yes.
Yeah, so in 15.6, when it comes out, we're actually adding support so that all the tests that you would normally run with CTest, they will now show up in the Test Explorer window. So you can run them from there, you can debug them from there, which is really nice. And the other thing is that we're also doing integration with the unit test adapters that Nick was talking about, such that those work as well. And so that gives you much better support for finding where a stack trace is when an error goes wrong. Or also, you know, you can actually find the source where the actual test is instead of with a CTest, it's just the location of the CMake list.txt. So it makes it's a much better debugging experience.
It's like a more flush, like integrated experience by bringing in your IDE. Awesome. Okay, I think the easiest way to demonstrate productivity is actually to see a demo. So at this point, we'll cut away and we'll show you. Nick's going to do a demo of the sort of project file-based normal version of our unit testing support. And then Rich will show you how that lights up in a CMake world.
Okay, I'm going to show you how to set up Google Test and Boost Test in Visual Studio 2017. The first thing I want to start with is Google Test, and everything I show you is totally supported in 15.5. You can just right-click on your solution, add new project, and then under Visual C++ Test, you can choose the awesome Google Test project template. I'll go ahead and just name that Google Tests and click OK. And what it does now is ask me what project do I want to test. So I'm going to go ahead and just choose the calculator tutorial. It's already populated there. And I'll accept the defaults. You can change these to whichever configurations you want. And now it's going to acquire the proper NuGet package based on whatever you chose. And just like that, we've got a sample test auto-generated. And you can see everything's already being colored precisely. And in our Test Explorer window, if we just click Run All, it will automatically discover the Google tests that we just added. And our test passed, we found out that 1 does in fact equal 1. All right, you'll notice that under References, we have Calculator Tutorial. And that was automatically added there because of the option in the project wizard where we specified that we wanted to test the calculator tutorial project. Now, one thing that you want to make sure you do before you attempt to run a test against this project is go into your calculator tutorial project
you'll go into General, and under the configuration type, you want to switch that to static lib so that we can actually run our tests against that project. Now within Google Tests, go to its properties, and under C, C++, we want to just add a little include into here so that we can use the header, the calculator headers from the calculator file. So we'll go, we want to include the calculator tutorial, apply, and now in our Google test file, we can actually just go ahead and include calculator.h, and we're actually being told that we can use the test explorer, so it noticed that we're using Google Tests. We already have it open, but in case you don't, you could have clicked that, or under test, windows, you can open the test explorer window. So you can see calculator.h is totally recognized now. There's no red squiggles or anything. So we can go ahead and just create a calculator, call it MyCalc. And everything is going to be colored correctly. So now let's go ahead and write a test for that calculator project. So we'll say actual is going to be equal to MyCalc calculate, and you can see all the IntelliSense is working nicely. We'll do 4.0 plus 5.0. Alrighty. And we'll say that our expected result, 4.0 plus 5.0, should be 9. Cool. And now we'll just go ahead and change this expect equal. We'll say we expect actual to be equal to our expected, and we can get rid of this line. Groovy. And we'll change the test name to something slightly more helpful. Maybe we'll just call it 4 plus 5. And our test case name, we can just go ahead and call these addition tests. Cool. So we'll save it. And now if I click run all, or alternatively, I could build my project. This is actually going to build it for me. It will find the updated test that I've created and populate the test explorer. So you can see addition test 4 plus 5 was discovered and it was run. And we can see the result for the specific test down here as well. Cool, so that's the gist of using Google Tests. You could see it was super simple to just go ahead and add those in. And now I want to show you how we can add Boost tests to our project. First of all, if you don't have Boost already, you can go into your command line, and if you have VC package, you can just run VC package install boost. And once you run this, it'll just acquire boost for you, and VC package defaults to the dynamic library. After you install it, you're going to want to make sure that you do VC package integrate install, and that will basically just integrate it with your Visual Studio instances. So I've already done that, so I don't need to worry about that now. But what I want to do is add a project to my solution, and we don't have a Boost project template yet, so I'm just going to go ahead and create an empty project and call it Boost Tests. And what we get in Visual Studio 2017 15.6 is once we have our project, you can actually add a new item, and you'll find under the test category a Boost Test item. So I'm going to go ahead and take advantage of that. If you're on 15.5, you'll just need to write all this code manually. But the item template in 15.6 is really handy. And you can see that Boost was recognized. Everything's colored correctly. And right now, if you are aware of this, the fact that we have the slash included here means we're using the single header version of Boost. And that'll work no matter whether you acquired the dynamic Boost or the static Boost libraries. And that also will work in version 15.5 or 15.6. Now, if you want to use the standalone library version of Boost, where it's located in this directory, in 15.6, which is what I'm in now, it'll still work perfectly. You can see all the red squiggles went away here. And that's because we've added dynamic support. If you want to use the static Boost library, you can follow the instructions that I've put in the description below. But we'll go ahead and click Run All again. And this is, again, going to build our solution and discover any additional tests that we might have added. So we'll go ahead and hope that my test case shows up, and it should pass because 1 does equal 1, and true is true. And there you go. You can see over in our Test Explorer, my test case has passed. And right now, I've actually grouped my tests by project so that you can more easily see that I have some Boost tests and some Google tests. So similar to what we did with the Google tests, we can include calculator.h. And again, this is recognizing that we have Boost tests, so if you want to use the Test Explorer, you could just click that. And we don't have the include recognized yet, and that's for two reasons. One is we need to remember to go into that project, go into general, and add an include directory for the calculator tutorial. Just like that. All right. And then because we didn't go through a project wizard like we did with Google tests, we're actually going to need to go to references and make sure that we add a reference to the Google tutorial, or to the calculator tutorial. Awesome. And now calculator.h is recognized, and we can just do the same type of test that we did before. And it'll all work with Boost. There we go. Okay, it's colored right now. Okay, so double actual. This time we'll go ahead and do mycalc.calculate. Let's test out to see how multiplication is doing. So we'll do times, 3 times 7. And for those of you watching at home, the expected value for that should be 21. And we'll go ahead and throw that into the equals here. We expect actual to be equal to expected. And I'll get rid of that final check there for now. Cool. So we'll do another run here, and you can see that we're able to use the Boost test framework to test the calculator tutorial project, and even Google tests and Boost tests are recognized side by side, and you can see both of them are displayed in the test window. And you can do all of your typical running and debugging from the Test Explorer as well with both of these frameworks. If you have a new installation of Visual Studio 2017, you will automatically get the Boost and Google test adapters in your installation. But if you're upgrading from a previous version, you're going to want to go into Modify, like I just did, and then under Desktop Development with C++, just make sure that you check off the checkboxes for Test Adapter for Boost Test and Test Adapter for Google Test, or whichever you prefer to use.
Hi, my name is Rich. I'm going to be demonstrating today some new support that we have for CMake inside of Visual Studio 2017. First, we're going to start with opening a folder and how that lets you bring in CMake code into Visual Studio. So we'll do open folder, basically you select a directory. When that directory opens, it'll start scanning that directory, and immediately we start configuring the CMake support. That's what's happening here in the output window. When that's done, that means that we've gathered enough information for us to actually support IntelliSense and support building and debugging inside of Visual Studio. So I'll just show that really quickly. So you can see here that we have IntelliSense for all these items inside of this folder. Now, the thing that we're going to concentrate on today is that we also have testing support, and we've made some changes in 15.6. If you're familiar with CMake support, this menu is different now. And what this run CMake Hello World test does, this does what we used to do. It actually starts, it builds everything, and then it runs CTest to actually run all your tests. So what we've added in 15.6 is not only can you run CTest, but we have also added integration with the Test Explorer. So once this is done, I should be able to open the Test Explorer too. And so before we had Test Explorer integration, it would be up to you to actually have to find this executable and then open it in Visual Studio and try and debug it to figure out why the test failed. With Test Explorer, we can do that using the built-in integration with Visual Studio. So that abnormal test is failing, I can debug it now. Let's make sure there's actually a breakpoint. And now you can step through your code and figure out why. Well, you can see it here, it's actually returned -1. Now, the other thing that we also added that this has support for in the Test Explorer window is the Boost unit test adapter and the Google unit test adapter. One of the benefits of that is for a normal test, the only way we can tell where it is where it is in the cmakelist.txt. So you can see that this is the position where this test was added. I don't know why. Oh, there it is, down here now. The Boost unit test is using the Boost unit test adapter. When I click on the source line, it brings me actually into my source code to tell me where the test is. And the other benefit to that with the Boost unit test adapter is when we run this test and it fails, I get an actual call stack that can actually go to and find where the test is failing. So you can see that right here. We did the same thing for Google test. So these things also support jumping right into the test. And this test is going to pass, so we won't see the stack trace. And at the same time, you can also debug these tests too. So I can debug this test to see why it's failing. So we added Boost and Google unit test support for most of the same reasons that Nick mentioned, that these are one of the most common frameworks that people use for unit testing inside of C++. And we thought that they would be useful for CMake developers too.
All right, great. So those were the demos. So I just want to just really quick to summarize. Now we have the stuff directly in the box. It's installable from the installer, correct? Yep. And so that means that we should have this first class experience here directly in the IDE without having to install extra extensions. So all this is available in 15.6, everything you saw here. So again, go to that preview channel, grab the download link, try it out, give us feedback, and let us make this better for you. Thanks a lot.